I do my head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as
hell. Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good
as hell. Ooh, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Can we all look at Randall's hair?
Oh, what happened?
Oh my god.
It's delicious.
This is our Halloween episode, you guys. Woo! Bubbles and bitches.
Halloween. Wait, nope.
Yeah.
Besties and testies.
Oh yeah, besties and testies.
Come on.
Wait. Oh, wait, take two.
Oh. Yep. Let's do take two. What do we got, Randall?
Halloweeners.
Oh.
Oh, no.
And something. I don't know.
We can't finish that rhyme scheme.
We're working on it.
Patent pending.
Oh, my God. I like Halloweeners, but we have to, like, yeah, we got to bring someone else. That's funny.
They're too funny.
They really are.
Okay.
Taking over shit.
They like to take over shit.
Woo!
What? All
right. Now, I mean, we can all admit, though, that regardless of your, you know, personal beliefs / opinions.
Persuasion. Yeah.
Halloween is like the best holiday.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, but Randall and I are not dresser-uppers. Randall and I will be like, it sounds good to dress up. And then the day comes and him and I are like, fuck that shit.
No, Randy hates to dress up.
But I love the like the creepiness of the holiday.
Yeah,
like,
yes. I love the scary, out, like, all that kind of
me
stuff.
Me too.
I love costumes on costumes on costumes on costumes. Like,
I know.
I love to dress up.
But you like to get ready and you like to do all that.
I love the makeup. I love making the costumes.
Hold on. You love a fucking wig.
Oh, girl, I
that
love a wig.
That's what you want to do. You
I
want a costume
so many...
just so you can wear a fucking wig.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, can I wear a wig with that one? Okay, I'll do that one.
Yes.
I have wigs. Oh, I love wigs. Like,
you
I got
me
wigs.
The...
I
got
purple
you...
wigs.
I got to wear a wig. I got to wear one of your wigs.
Yeah. We did a
was
wig.
It a turquoise or something
yeah,
like
that? Yeah, you did turquoise when I was
super
paddling.
Pretty. I feel like I could totally be braless and like have the
have
wig.
Have a little nip.
Yeah.
Because I was Kylie Jenner.
Oh, my God. You know whose hair does that for real? Joanna. Holy shit. I bet you she, like, walks to bed in her, like, fucking cute undies.
Oh, and her hair is, like,
and
long
her
enough.
Hair is, like, long enough to cover her pretty titties.
Yeah.
And she's just like, hey, Shay.
Oh, man.
How you
got,
doing, fella? Do you want a BJ tonight?
No.
You know what I mean? Joanna's gonna be like, you are just out of control right
now. She's like, that never happened.
No, that never happened. No, fuck that shit. She has totally covered her titties with her hair. Right? Has
no,
she,
okay.
I, that's
oh,
the
yeah.
first thing I do.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take out my ponytail right now.
We have to grow our
I'm
hair.
I'm gonna see how far it needs to
my
grow.
Hair doesn't reach. Oh, your hair
long.
Really doesn't
is,
reach.
No. My Randall nobody wants those big fucking cranberries. Okay.
How long his life is.
Okay.
Everybody does.
We want the whole sausage, Randall. Okay. Okay.
Oh my god. Okay.
Oh
so
my god.
Halloween episode.
Anyway, we're jealous of Joanna's hair.
We are.
Her fucking face and her titties and everything.
And her
else.
Freaking body.
Yes,
god
and her
it.
Body. But we love you, Joe. We do.
No, oh yeah.
I fucking love her.
I really
but,
do.
Oh.
On
she's
the
my best friend in my head.
On
I know, right?
On the
well, it's funny because I really think she likes you the best on the podcast. No, but she doesn't think she's like. I don't think that D like vibes with me, and I'm like, what are you talking
no, I'm
about?
Like, obsessed
like
with
she's
her.
Obsessed with you, and
yeah.
she's like, no, she's not.
But,
no, she's
what?
Not.
But on the
yeah, you are.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
But on the flip side, you guys are on the inside. Both of you are on the inside track on this front because you
why?
Are. Easy. I'll tell you why right now. We all saw. We all saw Real Housewives in New York, and you've mentioned several times, like, hey, when you get old, you can't have
boom.
Long. You can't, when you get old, you can't have long hair. So, so that means Joanna, at some point, is going to have to, like, refigure her look.
When?
At some point.
When she gets old.
Well, I'm just saying, but you guys are on the inside track.
We said Tinsley on
Yeah,
New
that's
York.
A, that, that's a,
she has
I don't
yeah.
know.
Wait,
what
hair.
Do you mean? Did you follow what he said at
yes.
all?
Yeah.
What
we're saying, well, he's saying, like, you know, we watch Housewives, of course, and, like, when they're older, they
Tinsley.
Have these long,
yes.
long hair. Tinsley has long hair.
Jimmy's not going to do that.
I'm
well,
not saying
that's
that,
saying,
but I'm
like,
saying you. Then you gotta. You're already playing
well,
a reinvention. You're
Tinsley
playing.
Is Joanna's age, though. What are we talking about?
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. At some point,
she is.
Yeah.
When you get older,
well, Tinsley looks a lot older than Joanna.
But at some point when
yeah.
you get older,
yeah, she does.
You have mentioned several times. At some point when you get older, you can't have long hair.
Yeah.
So you gotta, then you already gotta now, you gotta
okay.
move on to phase two.
Listen, that's what I'm thinking, that's what 50 is for.
But you know what? Greg has no phase two. I have shaved my head for the last 20 years.
Oh.
And I won't, well.
Well, is this transitional?
So,
no,
well,
because,
let's talk about that.
Yeah,
because
Greg has a plan.
Well, my plan was like, I don't want to think about my hair.
Okay, let's talk about that because Greg gets
a
$10
nice
shave at Harbor, and Randy goes to my stylist
for $30
and gets his
well,
haircut.
But I have fucking cowlicks, which are
they're a pain in the ass,
stupid.
And he has super thick hair. I swear to God, I'm
do
like,
do you hang on to that hair
I'm
when
like,
you're
I
on top?
I wish I had this
yeah.
hair. Like,
she can have it right now.
No, you would like,
okay.
hold on,
no,
guys.
No, 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 no.
I know.
Okay, so we're talking about, like, the march of time.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, and what you have to do to address that.
Yes.
You know, whatever. Greg has a plan, though.
What
when,
is his
when,
plan?
When he
my plan is out. Like, hey, world, I wish you made me bald, because that's, like, $5 less on my haircut. That's Greg's plan.
You only pays like $15 for a buzz. He's like, now I'm down to 10.
Yeah, yeah. And if I had the horseshoe, I'd be like, fuck it. Like, I don't know. Give me a shear.
Yeah, dude, just leave it.
No, but there's another aspect to it. I don't think even Greg is picking up on this.
Oh, oh.
It's the Tommy Bahama aspect.
Oh, don't get me started on the Tommy Bahama.
I just think.
Oh! Okay. I
you
have
said that up so they can have a bro talk right now.
All
right, let's drink some champagne.
I'm sorry, world. World, I've already.
Sorry.
From the world, from the time I was 15.
Go ahead. Sorry.
World, from the time I was 15, I'm like, I know where this is gonna go. So
oh
you know what?
God.
I got two things. Number one, I'm shaving my head. Number one, I'm shaving my head because, like, at the time, you know. Mid-90s, shaved heads were in. And, like, I'm stuck with it. You know, so... but, the flip side, as Randall was saying, like, already looking ahead, when I turn 50, I'm going to invest heavily in Tommy Bahamas.
I know. We've already talked about this on the podcast.
Can we buy... Can we, like, purchase stock for Tommy
right?
Bahamas?
Right?
Because
I'm
going to
be all
50. Like, let's
no,
invest.
Randall's going to do the same shit, I guarantee.
Let's invest. Oh, he would
because
right
he's
now.
Already tiki'd out
oh,
right now.
He loves it.
But there is a...
I think Randall would like to wear it now.
Right now.
Yes.
I know we all work at slightly different places, but there are older teachers, like where I work, who just show up in Hawaiian shirts and, like, nobody says anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's
because
like...
Because they're button down.
Well, you're just... But you're
what
just
the
like,
fuck can you say?
But you're just like, well, I guess that's what that guy wears. And, like, it's
is
a
there
move.
A dress, is there a dress
no.
code for teachers?
No.
You guys
well, in our
like,
district, in our district, no. They tried to enforce
it.
And
didn't on my feet.
In our district, they tried to enforce one. They didn't negotiate it. And then it went
so
to arbitration.
Could,
and we
could wear
won.
A t-shirt.
I could wear, you know... The only thing... The only thing literally I can't... No. The only thing literally I can't wear is sandals. Because
okay.
of... Because of... OSHA.
Randall.
No, because of...
What did Randall say? A banana hammock.
No. I'm assuming there's something
well,
on this.
As long as
you yes.
Like,
as
no.
long as you don't wear sandals.
No, because...
As long
and,
as you keep it indoors.
And that's not even a... And no, and that's not even a... That's actually like an OSHA... whatever you call it. An OSHA
oh.
thing. Because, like, you can literally get your foot, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
or, you know...
chopped off on the door.
You can wear sandals if they have backs.
Yeah, they'll slip off. And
yes,
you can wear Crocs.
I literally could wear Crocs. I don't.
No, you don't.
Brandon taught me.
Fucking right, you don't.
Brandon,
I would have some major. We would not know.
Brandon taught me a very. Brandon, of all people, taught me a very important lesson.
What?
When he was a Ritz camera salesman.
Uh-huh.
My good friend Brandon, like at the end
from
of high school.
School.
Oh yeah, but at the end of high school.
Brandon.
Yeah.
But towards probably when I was in college, he didn't go to college, but I don't know. We'll say in the 19 to 23-ish range. Got a job at Ritz Camera.
Yeah.
And this was when I was in college. But anyway, he came to the realization, he's like, I sell a lot more cameras when I wear a suit and tie.
Oh.
And he was on commission.
He was picking up the perception.
Yes, but it totally worked for him. But not on the one hand, perception, but on the one hand, this is where, hey, all you free market lovers, here you go. Like, kudos to this. Like,
uh-huh.
Hey, guess what? You dress up, you're going to sell more.
Right. This was, okay, bringing back to Shay and Joanna.
Oh.
This, Joanna's going to be like, thank you so much for talking about. No, but this is like, we love you, girl. But this is honestly what Shay would instill in all of the guys on the team.
Yeah.
You dress, when you want to sell, you come to work fucking dressed for it.
But it's that whole mindset thing. It's like, the reason you get up and you eat breakfast, or the people who are weird and swim, like, 25 laps before they come to work. Whatever it is. Like, the whole
point. We're just jealous of that.
But the whole point is, like, you're like, you have a ritual, you have a whatever, like, to get ready. The people who literally roll out of bed, I'm not saying that they're bad at their job or anything like that, but you're not setting yourself up in that right mindset.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't matter whether you wear a fancy tie or whatever. It's just, that's, I don't know how we got, how did we get on this, Jack?
I don't know.
This is Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
So about costumes.
Our Halloween episode with our besties and testies.
Yeah, I don't know how we got on the tangent. That was a good
tangent.
Yeah.
Well, it started with Randall talking about,
Tommy Bahamas.
Haircuts. And haircuts. Well, it all started from Grace Shave Tech.
Okay, so let's go back to Halloween.
Woo!
Yes. So, are we doing our fave
movies? You just take it.
Let's do movies.
Oh, I want to do favorite Halloween. Don't steal my fucking question, Ben.
You
have your own questions. You give it.
I don't have any questions.
Okay, so doll, let's set it up.
Okay, guys, listen. What are your must-have favorite Halloween movies? Randall, I want you to go first.
Who's starting?
You have to see every Halloween? And don't lie, because Darnell's going to call you out.
No,
what are you
The
like?
Shining.
Okay.
The Shining.
Okay. My dad
loves
The Shining.
We love The Shining.
It kind of like
it really
rumbles
sets
on
the
like
tone.
A low vibration for me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It builds up like so well. Like the whole thing is just super uncomfortable. Like
yeah.
from the beginning.
Yeah. It's so
creepy.
Like mentally,
yeah.
that's what it is. It's
yeah.
an undertone of like mental.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like a
instability?
low hum.
Okay.
The entire movie that like just doesn't change.
No,
so,
it's like annoying on a good way.
Yeah.
It's a really
it's,
good starter.
It's
like
yeah.
getting to,
well, you know what?
It's
eerie.
Season.
Yes.
It's eerie.
It's eerie. So my dad loves The Shining. My dad could watch One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest once a week.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was
he
like
loves
disturbing
it.
As fuck too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah
it's
in a,
mental
in a
fucking
yeah. Yeah,
illness.
Like that one like still just bugs me. Like
yes.
Like,
my dad loves that fucking
but,
movie.
But you think about like all the actors and you know and actresses, I guess, that were in it.
Yeah.
The only actress, I guess, was Nurse Ratched. But
yeah.
But it was like an all-star cast.
Mm.
But I could not like identify those people with like who I know them as now.
Mm.
You know, because
got
they
you.
Were, they
I
were
got
just
you.
So
new,
so,
so
neat,
yeah.
So neat, unique. But
yeah.
That one like stuck with me too.
Okay.
I guess we can do a round table. I'm gonna think about it a little bit more, but there's a
oh,
few
for
that
sure.
Just,
yeah.
Okay.
But,
so
like,
I have a long list. Okay, so yeah. You're Shining. Dee, I want you to go next. I know what yours is. Can I guess what one of yours is?
Okay, guess. I have a few, but guess.
You already know what one of them is.
Guess what one of mine is.
The Awakening.
Well, I do love The Awakening.
Yeah, The Awakening was really good.
It was so good.
But fun, fun movie. Fun movie.
Well, we do have to watch that. We just watched it, last month.
Yeah.
And I'm going to rewatch
it.
We saw
it's
it,
good.
I do watch that.
You guys, it's on Netflix. Watch The Awakening. It's so good.
It's a fun, really, really good.
It's
really good.
You should get a refill now.
No, but The Awakening is super creepy.
Yes.
Ghost. It's
really,
really good.
It is really good, but it's like... It takes place in the daytime, so it's kind of nice.
It's like it's eerie.
Subtle.
Yeah, it's
subtle.
More like
and you know
eerie,
what?
Like
me,
you know what? Oh my god, it's like The Others.
Yeah.
For me personally, those are my favorite movies. Like the subtle, like undertone, where you're just on like the edge of your seat every time. It's not gory.
Yeah.
It's not like
graphic.
It's honestly, it's more in your own head.
Yeah.
Because you are like analyzing like every scene and you're like, oh my god, is something jump out? Is this gonna happen? Like who is this person? Like should we trust this person? Those are the movies that really fuck me up. Like those are my favorite movies.
I know, those are yummy.
Okay, so you think you have one of my favorites. What movie?
It's oh my god, okay, it's not The Ring, it's the other one.
The Grudge?
The Grudge.
Oh yeah.
That is your Halloween movie.
So The Grudge and The Ring. So The Ring.
Ring's good.
The Ring really fucked me up in my head because the first time I saw it was in the movie theater.
Okay.
And I was with Randall. And I could not, I had to cover my eyes for so many scenes. Like, it was fucking intense, but I really, really enjoyed that movie.
It was so good.
It was so good.
And Ring 2 was good, too.
Yes. And then I saw The Grudge.
No. We liked it, babe. Go
ahead. Well, I liked Ring 2, too.
Me too, girl.
And then I saw The Grudge. And The Grudge really messed me up because I would, cover my eyes, but then that sound, I could still hear it.
She would be
and I would, yes. And I would, cover my, I would, plug
Did
my ears.
Did you see Babadook?
No.
Oh.
You guys gotta watch Babadook. They do that fucking sound, bitch.
Okay, so
and they're like...
Well, what is so funny is Max does it, and he does it just as, he's playing, and he's like, rah, he does
and
it.
And you're like, stop
and
it!
I'm like, Randall, make him stop.
Yeah.
I don't want to, scare my son, because he doesn't know he's doing something wrong, but I'm like, this is affecting me, I'm getting anxiety right now, this is too intense. No, I love my most... favorite horror movies are a ghost or a spirit or an essence of something there that you can't stop.
I know.
It's not a killer that you can, kill. It's a spirit or not a spirit, but it's something that is coming after you and you can't kill it. You can't oh my god, one of my favorite movies, all of us saw it, was Mama.
Oh, yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was Phantasm!
No. Silence on that note.
Well, fuck you all.
Okay, so I loved Mama. But I do have a funny story. Probably the very first scary movie I ever saw. And I probably should not have seen this movie. It
Phantasm.
No! Well, yeah, I probably should not have seen Phantasm.
No, fuck you!
No. But I must have been, I'm not even kidding, I must have been six or seven. And
Randall,
that's noisy.
No.
Let
him
go. Why
do we have it here? We did not have it here.
Take it now, motherfucker.
But one of the most scariest movies, the most scary movie that I ever saw, I seriously should not have seen it. I must have been six or seven. I have not even told you this.
You have not. That's why I'm looking at you like this. I'm like...
So my cousin, Angel...
Okay.
For a time, she lived in a house with me and my mom. My mom took her in. So it was my mom, me, and Angel. Angel was 10 years older than me, so she was a good 17, 18 years old. And I was 6, 7, somewhere around there.
Okay.
So she was...
Angel's older than me.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she was supposed to be...
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
She's older than me.
That's a good note.
Babe,
so she standard. Okay. So she was supposed to be watching me. My mom went out, maybe with drinks with her girlfriends, whatever, Angel was supposed to be watching me.
Okay.
She had a boyfriend.
Oh.
Her and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Took me into a movie theater.
Oh, this was a movie.
I must have been, I swear to God, I must have been like 6 years old.
Okay.
Freddy Krueger. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh my God, that's my bet. Okay.
Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm fucking 6 years old.
Okay.
Every scary
fucking
scene.
Fucking love Freddy Krueger. I love Nightmare.
We are in the front row. Every single horrible scene. They are slamming their hands over my eyes. But I'm still seeing shit and I'm still hearing shit. Fast forward maybe a few months. My grandparents, which I like spend the night at because my mom's, you know, she's
yeah.
a girl's night. She's going out, whatever. They have a fucking waterbed. I am so scared because I'm thinking Freddy Krueger is coming to me in my waterbed.
You did not know this about me. I'm sorry, boys. Like, you haven't even spoke for like an hour, but.
And that's fine.
No, and that.
It's our show.
No, but listen.
Randall's
eating coconut chips. So, but he's trying not to be too loud. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not chewing or clearing his throat, he's trying to figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, you're.
I know. I'm like giving him some fucking like pinchies. You're not gonna get nothing tonight.
Ow!
You're...
Fuck. That hurt.
Good. Okay, tell me the Freddy Krueger.
Okay, so let me tell you something. You did not know this about me, but my parents had a waterbed.
Okay.
And then when I was younger, my dad like had money. My mom and dad had, I was an only child. And like I did grow up like my sister, one of my sisters lived with me and stuff. And they, other than her, like, my dad only took care of, like, me and her for only limited periods of time, right?
Uh-huh, right.
I was going to tell you that, like, I had a waterbed.
Okay.
My mom and dad, like, were like, oh, what kind of bed do you want? And I wanted what they had. So I'm like, I want a waterbed.
Okay,
I was
so
like,
that was
I was spoiled.
Well, that was the thing to have during that time.
It was, girl. It was popular. But let me tell you something.
My grandparents' waterbed was in the guest room. And if I stayed over, I was in the waterbed. Like,
oh,
was a great
so
thing.
They didn't have a waterbed?
No, they didn't. But the guest room had a waterbed.
Okay.
And it was awesome until I saw fucking Freddy Krueger.
Oh, so, okay.
It was
so at
fun.
At the time, I mean, don't mean to brag, but I was like, really good at fucking roller skating. I was a national championship. I was, don't mean to brag, but so
But here comes the brag.
No, anyway, so I was in a competition away, right?
Okay.
And I love Freddy Krueger so much that I watched it all the time.
How old were you?
10.
And you
I love Freddy Krueger. So my mom... But
like,
I was super
like
scared.
Crying
so
in my bed.
Every
okay.
time I watched it, I was like this, right? Like, I gotta
through your
watch
fingers,
it.
Yeah, like,
I gotta
covering,
watch it. But
yeah.
I watched it literally. My mom's like, you fucking love that movie. You had to watch all the time.
Oh my God.
So then, like, I don't know how or why, but we ended up at a bookstore. Maybe we're at a mall or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. And I see Robert Englund was Freddy Krueger.
Right.
And so I see Robert Englund's book, and it was like Freddy Krueger.
Oh my God.
But it was like the making of Nightmare on Elm Street. And
right.
I told my mom,
I want this book.
It was, to me, it was like Jenna Jameson's How to Make Love Like a Porn Star.
Yeah.
I was like, if you guys haven't read that yet,
you need to.
And I'm going to work on getting that bitch on the podcast,
yeah.
by the way, because she's amazing.
We messaged her a couple times.
She lives in OC. She's in Newport. Anyway, so my mom got me the book,
mm-hmm.
and I was not fucking scared anymore. Because I read that thing from front to cover, and it was all beautiful. Oh, no, that's not going to, nope,
fine.
That's
fine.
Not going to work.
Fine. Keep going.
No.
Nope. Keep going. Done.
You're
that's
not,
good.
Okay.
You're good.
Anyway,
you're good.
So I did, Randall,
well,
no,
because
just dump it out on the placemat. Okay.
Randall's
eating crackers.
Have you heard anything?
And the voice.
Go put them on the plate. Go in the other room. Go put them on the plate.
Yeah,
it's very noisy.
Random.
Yeah, no, those are noisy. Okay, so anyway, I was not afraid of Freddy anymore at all.
Because you read the background.
I read the background, and so,
yeah.
Like, I totally had, and I still watched them all the time. I was obsessed with Freddy Krueger. Obsessed with him. And
I really loved him.
I
really loved those movies.
Yeah.
But at 6 years old, that fucking, like, really scared
me.
Yeah. No,
it
and should. I had more
years
on you.
For a bit.
So,
like,
So I'm 6 years older than you.
Yeah.
So at the time when I saw Freddy Krueger, I was 10, you were 6, and got you. Okay,
yeah.
But I'm still 6. Okay. Yeah, no, I was.
Well,
I loved it.
I don't think I was fucking 4. Goddamn.
No. You were 6. No,
but
they didn't take me when I was 4.
There's a whole strip. There's 7 Freddy Krueger movies. So,
oh, that's true. Okay.
Whichever one. Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus. Did they take me when I was 4 years old? Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, they didn't.
I'm thinking I was 6.
Okay. So, Greg, what is your...
Oh, okay.
What is your favorite Halloween movie?
So, I am definitely... my number one movies are zombies. I am super addicted to zombie movies. Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
TV shows...
No. When you were little...
I know.
Are you going getting there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
My God.
Maybe.
Let the mic speak.
Anyway, so for me, zombie movies are my number one movie, like, or scary or fun, whatever you want to say, like Halloween movies. That's what I'm into. 28 Days, 28 Weeks, you know.
Shaun of the Dead.
Well, of course Shaun of the Dead, but that's a
You love Shaun of the Dead?
We never watched Shaun of the Dead together.
We watched Shaun of the Dead. I swear to God, we watch it like at least like 4 or 5 times a year. We love
what
Shaun
the hell?
Of the
what
Dead.
The actual fuck?
That's one of my favorite.
Oh
movies.
My gosh! Okay.
Oh no! So yes.
Tonight. We're watching that fucking shit. Go ahead.
So I would just say like those are my go to Halloween movies. But
I know that's like not in the right spot. Take the thing and just go.
Sorry.
Yes.
Guys. There you go.
Sorry, guys. He's trying to get some cheese crackers.
There you go.
The solution. Sorry. I'm so sorry, Greg. But the solution was to dump the entire fucking thing on my placemat. So thank you.
You're welcome. So now there's no more sound. So great. Continue with your story.
Yeah. Okay, so you love zombies. You always have. But when you were younger, that's not.
Well, I didn't watch
scary movies
when you were
younger?
You didn't?
Well, when I say I didn't, I'm just saying, like, I grew up in a house. We had one TV. And, like, you know, VHS was a thing. So it's like,
You didn't grow up with, like, any scary stuff during Halloween?
No.
What's, like, the first scary movie that you saw?
I saw Freddy. A similar sort to you,
stop
not
working. Stop it.
Not
you and I gotta represent. Oh, that's not working for
okay.
us.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Not in the movie theater. I did see.
And I'm totally being very critical right now, but you're being good.
Okay.
It's over in my head.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Did see Freddy at a very young age. The first one. I was maybe 9, 8, somewhere around there. So a few years after you. I mean, on VHS, and that definitely did freak me out. But, side note, this has been bugging me recently. Has anybody noticed?
Uh-huh.
Has anybody noticed, like, now that It's a thing again? Has anyone noticed that Freddy and It are the exact goddamn same movie? And, like, can we all, like,
really?
Sit down? Can we all sit down and be like, I don't know if Stephen King or Wes Craven we should be pissed off at. I don't know who came first. But, so the whole point about It... only affects kids, and only has power if you're afraid of him. This whole plot looks a lot like Freddy to this viewer. And I'm like, I know, like, clowns are hip right now, but sorry, pal.
Yeah. Clowns have always been hip, though.
No.
Like, a lot
clowns
of people are afraid
no,
of
clowns. No, clowns are hip because of It. It is what started the whole clown thing. Clowns were not scary until Stephen King came out and said,
go
hey guys.
Fucking Stephen King.
Yeah, go. Stephen King came out and said, like, hey guys, clowns are scary. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, fuck, clowns are scary.
Such,
like, before,
such an influence, yeah.
No, but I mean, to on that end, to Stephen's credit. And now, against that, if anybody ever reads the book, it, like, it's weird and it gets complicated.
Hold on, time out.
And there's
minute.
A giant turtle.
Okay,
that's part of the plot.
Oh my god.
Hold on.
Part of the
I'm
plot
out.
Is a
I'm
giant
out.
Turtle, and when you
tell
watch the new...
Tell me your favorite Stephen King movie right now.
Oh, movie?
Yeah.
Movie or book?
Go, movie. Yeah. Well,
oh,
whatever.
Well, you gotta go, you kinda go, gotta go touching and Stand By Me.
Nope. What are you doing? Well, I mean, you, okay, so you, that's you, okay?
Can I go book?
Yeah.
Langoliers.
Oh, Langoliers.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They did make a horrible
you?
TV version.
Yeah,
it's
a fucking
yeah. No, for the record.
But, I will do book, and I've only read a few, but my favorite book is Shiny.
Okay.
The book
wait,
is
wait,
different.
Wildly different.
The book
wildly
is
different.
Very
different.
So
those are two different entities.
Motherfuckers, I'm
the
going
book.
Misery. Oh my god, I fucking love Misery. Holy shitballs. That is on, that literally is on one of my Halloween movie lists. I
Kathy
love,
Bates.
I love.
King's books are like fucking amazing.
My mom
yeah.
has read every Stephen King book. Every
I think
stand,
my mom has too.
That's,
yeah,
that
The
was
Stand.
Fucking amazing.
The Stand was
what?
So good. Yeah,
the Stand.
I, yeah, my
I,
mom
I've
has never. Read all of his books also.
The Stand.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about The Stand.
But for me, like, The Shining,
okay.
I love the movie, but, like, the book is so different.
It's
book,
a wildly different.
The ending
yeah.
for, like, that book, it's,
yeah.
like, it pulls at your heartstrings
yeah.
because, like, the dad is still trying to, like, come out,
yep.
like, and he's still there.
Yeah.
And, like, the entity, like, kills the dad, like, as he's trying to, like, protect his son. It is, the books are so fucking good.
Well, okay.
So good.
Well,
he
but we got Cujo.
Cujo was good.
Cujo was crazy because of...
Cujo was good. I want to know my mom. My mom, what's your favorite
hey,
Stephen King book slash movie?
Everybody, and we're already forgetting. We're already forgetting Apt Pupil. We're forgetting The Green Mile.
Oh.
We're, yeah, no, we're...
Go
we got a lot of quality.
Yes.
Yep.
And he is fucking amazing.
Shawshank.
Shawshank.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I still stand by Misery myself.
Oh,
no,
good.
She's all.
Kathy
yeah.
Bates.
Right
with the
fucking
leg. No,
fucking,
the ankles.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
God.
Didn't Kathy
fucking
Bates.
Fuck me.
But didn't Kathy Bates win an Oscar for that?
Yes, she
or,
did.
Or at least got nominated or something.
I love
right?
Kathy
Bates. I'm going to look that shit up.
All
right. I love Kathy Bates.
I
God damn
too.
It.
Do you see that rose gold on that iPhone?
Oh,
there?
My God. Cujo got me.
I need an iPhone.
Like
the
scary movie.
Well, the setting of it
mm-hmm.
was super simple. You know, the guy's in his car. And
yeah,
like,
and here comes this fucking St. Bernard that's
yeah.
rabid.
And that just like did it for me. So
yeah.
like, I still remember like viscerally.
Well, and that's the thing, like going back to like The Awakening or The Shining, going back to movies. And this can happen in movies or books, but sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's like the setting is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like where it's just here's this moment and that's. Well, even, you know, and to both the credit, discredit of, like, The Shining versus, you know, book versus the movie, is the movie is Stanley Kubrick, right? So, I mean,
yeah.
Stanley Kubrick is, you know, the iconic filmmaker.
Yeah, yeah.
And the what he's able to do with that freaking hotel in, you know, in wherever that is, Boulder or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
She won.
Yeah.
She won for Misery.
Yeah, no, I thought she did. I was pretty
she
sure
did.
She did. But I couldn't remember if it was a nom. Versus
right.
A win. But yeah, yeah.
But Jack Nicholson.
What was that?
Nothing.
What the fuck is going on,
you know,
Randall?
It would not have been anything if you hadn't mentioned it. So,
But I'm going to tell you one of my favorite things of Kathy Bates. I don't give a shit what you guys are saying right now. Okay, remember on Fried Green Tomatoes?
Wait, we're talking about scary movies.
No, I know, but I have to tell you this. I'm going to do this when I'm in menopause.
Okay.
I swear to God. You're gonna be my Louise.
Okay.
We're Thelma and Louise, and I got insurance, bitch. You're gonna
oh,
be in my car.
Yeah.
And some little
yes.
fucking young teenage.
Thank you.
Not teenage. Teenagers
fucking,
don't deserve this.
They're gonna.
But a 20-year-old twat
take
is gonna
spot.
Call. She's gonna call me a fat
yeah.
old bitch. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to put my fucking bitch in reverse and ram into her car and throw my fucking insurance at her. And I'm going to say, I'm older and I got insurance, you fucking cunt.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like, yeah, okay, cunt.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we're going to drive off out of the grocery store into the sunset.
Yep. And then we're going to be like, hey, Randy and Greg, can you pay for that shit?
And Greg's like, yes, baby girl.
Yeah, yes, baby girl. You know why? Because he's going to be dealing with my menopause. So he's like, whatever she is. I don't know if she's... I have a funny story real quick. My mom was going through menopause, okay?
Okay.
She was so hot and cold, and she doesn't even realize that she was, like, did
she's
this.
Going through it, or...
Yes.
Yeah.
She didn't realize how bad she was. So I would be like, hey, Mom, what's for dinner? And she would fly off the handle like, I don't know. You go get dinner.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then my dad would, like, roll his eyes at me and be like, come into the bedroom. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
So, I mean, this is like every other night with us, okay? He's like, fuck, I don't know what to do with it.
Your dad is too funny, by the way.
But my dad, okay, both of them are funny. The reason why my dad's funnier is because he's more gentle and he's nicer, right? My mom is bitchier. So automatically, my mom doesn't get the upper hand, which we love. My mom doesn't get the upper hand on being the funnier one, like, to the guys, because she could be bitchy.
Yeah.
So, like us.
Okay, we are too,
right?
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm fucking funnier. So anyway, and so is she. So,
and I am too.
Yeah,
and you're just here.
You really are going to be aware of menopause. It's going to be a fucking hot mess.
Oh, my
God. No, Randall, my dad pulled me aside one day. It was so funny. He goes, Bran, how long does this shit last? I said, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't know what she's going through. I don't know what is happening. I'm like, well, it's menopause, Dad, and I have no fucking clue, but I don't like the way this is looking because this is what I'm going to be doing. And he goes, I don't like that either. He's like, but do you know how long this shit lasts? I said, I have no clue. He's
say,
like, well, I hope it's not much longer.
Yeah.
So I'm like, neither do I. And so then, like, one day I would get home and I would say, you know, Mom, what's for dinner? And she would come back with, like, the exorcism. And I would say, okay, Dad, do you want to go get dinner? And he's like, I don't know. What do you want? El Pollo Loco? And I would be like, can we please just not get any more fast food? My mom literally threw up her arms in hysterics, like, oh, all we eat is fast food. And she would, like, go run in her room and, like, start crying. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
My mom is, like, dying right now. She's going to listen to this episode and be like, shut the fuck up, Randy.
Well,
but this is what I'm going to be doing.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. This is what the female body does.
Yes. So, I mean, damned if we do, damned if we don't.
So much shit. And
I would tell my mom, like, Mom, I'm sorry. I just really love your food. I really want you to, like, I just love your food.
I just love your food.
And my dad's like, I can't say that. I can't talk. I can't tell her about anything about eating right now.
Well, I think as a woman, we create a fucking being, a child.
Oh, here we go.
We can be fucking crazy, okay? And if I don't want to make your food, and I'm gonna throw my hands up, fuck you, motherfucker. Yeah, that's what's happening. I created a being. And now, I don't know what's going on.
So, before this, Jonathan was, like, kindergarten, I would say. He was about 4, 5, 6. You were around when she just started menopause.
Yeah.
Good luck. Like.
Yeah, right? Insight to what you're walking into. Yeah.
Not only that, but every time I would talk to him, I'd be complaining about my mom. Like, Jesus, I don't know what's going on. Like,
right, right.
And it's just menopause. It fucking sucks. So, but what? You can't do secrets.
No secrets. Go ahead. Keep talking about menopause.
I don't know what I was going to talk about now. Thanks for interrupting that, you fucking twat. You thunder cunt.
I didn't even hear her. So.
I know. Anyway, we're over that. Can we talk about my favorite Halloween
movie? So about Halloween?
We already,
oh, God.
You already did.
No!
Yeah, you did.
No!
We already
my did. First one! We already went through Worst Witch. We didn't go through any of mine. I like Worst Witch.
We know.
Okay, I like... What?
I don't know what Worst Witch
it's
is.
It's like...
It's a TV movie.
It's... No, okay. It isn't.
Oh.
It's a TV movie.
No, it isn't.
Is it Lifetime?
No.
No?
No, it's old. It's old.
Look it up!
Is it Disney?
No!
Worst Witch. Oh,
it's,
I don't know what it is!
Oh, the table movie.
Tim Curry is in it!
Okay.
No, it's a TV movie.
Growing up isn't easy. Scared of every move you make.
So,
how much can a young girl take? Mirror, mirror on the wall.
So, Worst Witch.
Who's the worst witch of them all?
So, Worst Witch was a... like the...
it was amazing.
Before
Tim Curry was in it.
Before
that doesn't help it.
I don't know who that is.
But you don't know Tim Curry?
Not this time. No, I know.
Rocky Horror Show.
You don't know Tim Curry?
Clue!
No,
I'm sorry.
Clue!
But anyway,
so I know Rocky Horror. Yeah.
Clue.
But that doesn't.
You've never watched Oh my god!
Tim Curry.
That made my vagina dry.
I'm a baby! I'm sorry!
No!
Clue,
no,
you would see.
It was well after Nightmare before Christmas. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Wasn't Clue good?
At the time, absolutely, yeah.
Don't you love it when I watch it now?
I don't love it, but it's... there was a Twitter...
You, every time I watch it, you're like, oh, I like this.
I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That really made me upset right now.
Okay,
oh
so Worst Witch, going back, what I was just saying just a few
Hocus
minutes.
Pocus?
A good 10 minutes
oh,
ago.
Oh, I love Hocus.
Fantastic.
20 minutes ago now.
Uh-huh.
The fact that, like, it and Freddy Krueger are the same movie. So, Worst Witch is basically, like, the predecessor to Harry Potter. So, it's about a school of witches.
Okay.
It's about a school of witches.
Can you come watch it?
And they go, and this was, like, a very popular children's series, books, in, like, the 70s and 80s in England. And they eventually made it into a movie.
Okay.
A made-for-TV movie that was a musical that she's singing. That takes, like, the first two or three books and turns it into a movie. And, yes, Tim Curry's in it, and they sing. Fun fact! This is where I'm like, oh, my gosh. I didn't know you could typecast somebody when they're six. So, who is the worst witch? Firouza Balk.
Yes!
Really?
Yes!
And she's
the
like,
worst witch!
And she is tiny at this point. So, I'm guessing... This
really?
Is why we thought Firouza
Balk
was the worst.
Oh my god! This is gonna be the emblem for our
for
the
episode.
Oh,
okay,
nice. Okay,
that's good. Okay, and I have to watch it because I am not
no,
watching
no,
it at all.
No, you don't. It's really bad.
No. Mildred Hubble. Okay, we're gonna watch it. No, it's better.
It's arguably better, only that it has a coherent story.
Okay, I want to know. I really want to know. And after
you're
going to
like
this,
it.
After we post
it's
episode,
kitty, though.
I really want to know how many people have watched Phantasm.
Oh, a lot. Phantasm
a lot.
Has like
it
a
was
cult
my
following.
Uncle's favorite,
it has,
favorite
Phantasm,
scary show.
Phantasm has a cult following.
Really?
It does. It does. But here's the thing about
the razor ball.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody likes the giant.
It's not good.
Be Still My Heart. This is a good movie.
There was a thing in like the 70s where
you are the only one that likes
now,
the movie.
No, there was a move.
I'm sorry.
Phantasm had to come out sometime between I'm gonna guess 77 to 81, the first one when it came out. But what I was gonna say is like it had a. There was a movement in the late 70s, early 80s. Horror movies, just to make things as gory as possible. And
yeah.
Phantasm just falls into that category.
Right.
And so it was just super gory. And it nothing in Phantasm makes sense. It does not have a plot. The plot is, here are a bunch of people. In fact, I'm sorry, Rob Zombie.
It's
Zombie,
it's a Halloween episode.
But
Oh! You need to chill the fuck out with your red wine stains.
Oh my god, I caught it.
We almost got a second spilled
wine.
I'm sorry, Rob Zombie, but we all rented House of a Thousand Corpses.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, and that movie...
It's 44 minutes, who cares?
And that movie, House of a Thousand Corpses, was really bad. And that was the 2000 version of Phantasm.
It was. And it was amazing.
No, and some people really thought that movie for some reason was good. And it wasn't.
I did. So. I thought it was amazing. So I like Hocus Pocus.
I love Hocus Pocus. Love. Bette Midler. Hello. SJP.
Yeah.
Hello.
And the other chunky... Oh, you don't remember the chunky nugget? Yeah, the other one. Fuck you, bitch.
I'm like, what else did... You don't remember her either.
I don't either.
Yeah, what did she do?
Yeah, she didn't do what Worst Witch did. No. We're going to watch Worst Witch together.
Okay.
But the only thing is that it's on DVD. You can't even get it on Amazon. You can get it on Amazon, but it's not on...
It's not on Netflix?
No. Oh, no. It's like, it's old.
Oh, man.
Well, it's not that old. It's newer than all the other movies we just talked about.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It came out in like 90. I saw it in the movie theater when I was like 10. I bet you it came out in like 91. It's not an 80s movie. Okay. So now, since we love...
1986.
Not Hocus Pocus, Your Worst Witch.
My Worst Witch was 1986.
Yeah, I know. We were just talking about Hocus Pocus.
I was too.
Hocus Pocus was amazing too.
I loved Hocus Pocus.
What do you... Okay, you go on, babe. What do you
Halloween
think?
Costumes.
Oh, Halloween costumes.
Let's get into that.
Okay.
Let's get into Halloween costumes.
I love a good costume.
No, it's not random.
Girl, if I did, I would do a costume every fucking month.
So there was this week.
It's not. No.
There was this week.
I've never dressed up ever.
In the Twitter sphere.
I fucking love it.
In the Twitter sphere.
There was a trending
story this week. A costume location in Minnesota got in a bunch of trouble.
Okay.
Because they had an Anne Frank Halloween costume.
Oh, no.
No, your initial reaction is, oh, no. Everybody's initial reaction is, oh, no. And that's
you spit out coconut and cranberry.
Now, I don't know if this is true. The store that runs this said, we apologize if this was added into the Halloween mix. We apologize. We're a year-round costume store, and we happen to have an Anne Frank costume. You know, the play comes out every year.
What is Anne Frank costume? The hair?
You have a yellow Star of David on a school uniform. Done.
And diary.
Oh, my
right?
God. And you carry a book for your diary.
There you go. Right? Anyway. What?
That's dumb.
No, no matter where you care. The fact is, the play has not stopped since Rodgers and Hammerstein came out with it in 52 or whatever.
That's not how she was found anyway.
The costume was not about when she was found.
Well, nobody can hear you what you just said.
The costume was not about anyway.
Oh, it wasn't about how she was found?
No, nobody.
No, just her.
You want to? How are you going to know Anne Frank from Emaciated Jew and Bergen Belsen? Like that you're not gonna know Anne Frank. Like that's not a costume. It's not a costume.
I love you, Anne Frank.
It's not.
See you on the other side.
The only
girl.
Reason I was mentioning this,
Anne Frank, I
always wanted to be Jewish.
I am not on the companies or the.
Can you get us a refill?
Or the complainer's side. I was just bringing this up for how the reason.
So
was,
I could spill
yeah,
it.
Give me some of your
bowl. I need to spill it.
I know you fucking spiller.
The reason I was bringing this up is, like, Anne Frank is a Halloween costume. Sounds like it could have been a bad joke. Or maybe a good joke. I don't know. It sounds like a joke. So, which of the following costumes are real?
Okay.
And which ones did I make up?
Okay. I'm nervous.
And so,
I'm really nervous.
And
okay.
So, we're going to have to guess. And when I say real... Meaning...
You could purchase.
Meaning I searched on Google's images and the image came up to a site where you could purchase as opposed to somebody who... Either nothing or one that's obviously homemade.
Okay.
That, you know, that's all. Because, of course, anybody can make anything into a costume if you really, really want to.
Right.
Okay, first one. Number one. Sexy Bert and Ernie.
Oh, yes. That's real.
You can, yeah.
Real.
You can buy that. Booty. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Sexy Bert and Ernie is a real costume.
It is, right?
What?
Oh, bitch.
What the fuck?
It is.
We got a point.
All
right. That's us against... Randall.
No.
My answer, if it's real, is
going to
be booty.
Greg's
going to
answer all of mine.
Well, no. I'm the one who's asking the questions. I already have the answer.
I have the answer.
All right, next one. IKEA bag. Costume or not a costume?
That's a costume.
Not a costume.
I say not.
I say it is because...
IKEA bag is a costume.
What the
heck? It is.
Okay, show me. Can
it's
you
okay,
show
girl.
Oh,
I
did say like... Now, I will, my only comment on the IKEA costume is every image that it looks like. It looks like everybody literally took an IKEA bag and turned it into a costume.
And then they should.
Yeah.
And they, like, wear
There are both, there
bag?
Are both, there.
Cut the bottom out and put the straps
there
on your
are
shoulders.
Both, now, there are both. Now, the fun fact about the IKEA bag is... There were both sexy and unsexy versions.
Oh.
So here is, I guess I would say, arguably the sexy.
Yeah, that's sexy.
Let me see.
Oh.
Okay, but that's just like using a bag. I thought.
But it exists.
It's like,
I thought you had like be
like
the bag.
It's like Comic-Con.
But hold on. There were guys who had the costume too that were unsexy versions that literally, like Brandy was saying, like, build a frame around it, and you just literally cut holes.
Be
and,
the bag.
Yes. All right. Next one. Drywall.
No,
you can't buy that.
What if I
costume.
Said sexy drywall?
No.
Oh, my God.
I need to see this.
I was actually disturbed because there was no drywall. Nor sexy drywall. And I was like, nobody thought of drywall.
You were so disappointed.
Well, I thought drywall would be a very easy. Drywall is super cheap. Somebody
this
should
remind
have
me of something that his friend Lee would be like, yes, drywall.
All right.
No.
Next one. Wilson from Castaway.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You can buy it.
Wilson comes in both sexy and unsexy.
Oh,
for
oh
no way!
I don't. I'm sorry.
I
don't. I,
to
I didn't save those.
Oh.
I didn't save the.
Okay,
inhabitants.
We're gonna
we'll
have to post. We're gonna post
yeah.
this on our Instagram
yes.
and Facebook. We gotta find a sexy Wilson.
No,
all right,
okay,
then,
that's fine. But we're gonna post for Switch.
All right.
Okay.
Next one. Next
yeah,
one. Next one. Next one, sexy Yoda.
Oh yeah,
oh,
you can buy it.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Sexy
yeah.
Yoda does exist.
You can
yeah.
buy it. You can buy it.
And here she is.
Let me see. Oh my God! It's like a fucking baby suit and a headpiece.
It's a baby suit, you guys, with the Yoda headpiece. That is so. Dumb.
That is not Yoda.
It's like, suck your wiener, I will.
No.
All right. Has somebody made... Has,
oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to switch gears now. Has somebody made a Tom Collins cocktail costume?
Yeah.
Ooh,
Tom
yeah.
Collins
I'm,
costume.
I'm gonna
cocktail
say yeah,
costume.
Because
yeah.
that would be really cute. I say yes.
It's half iced tea, half fucking...
I think that's
not
cute.
An Arnold Palmer.
Oh.
Tom Collins. Tom Collins. Randall will give you the finer points of the Tom Collins.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, yeah,
that's how we're besties.
That would be so cute.
Okay, what is a Tom Collins?
Randall, what's in a Tom Collins? I'll tell you, but...
Yeah, you
it's
yeah,
it's, it's a soda water mix that you get, then...
Gin-based.
Yes, it's a gin-based drink, but there's a soda mixture that you get that's a Tom Collins mix. You top it with, I think, an orange,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken. You top it with an orange. It's a cocktail.
I totally thought it was a
really basic cocktail.
I totally thought it was
Arnold Palmer. Like Tom Collins, gin and tonic.
It's like a playoff.
Is there a costume?
Yes.
No. Oh, there is?
No, I'm asking you. Is there? You literally said yes.
No.
Darnell says no.
No.
I said yes.
You still say, okay, Randall?
Yes, because anybody can do something stupid.
I was really surprised. There is not.
Oh, yeah!
I thought somebody was going to come up with a Tom Collins. Because, okay, so usually Tom Collins are done in a highball with the orange slice on the top with the. I thought somebody was going to go with it. All
right. Yeah, write that to
nobody.
Okay,
did.
So that's my costume.
All right, next one. So one of the ires of football fans.
Okay.
Who we all love football. One of the things that drive football fans crazy is the Fox 11 mascot. His name is Cleus. He is a giant robot.
I love him.
First and foremost, is there a Cleus Halloween costume?
No.
Yes.
No.
No?
Yes.
Yeah, I say yes.
There is.
There is?
There is. There is a Cleus.
I don't know who he is, but I figured there would be.
I didn't take the picture. Damn. Sorry.
That's okay, but there is.
Oh, no, wait. No, I did, sir. Here we go.
Here is the Cletus. Like, post all these fucking pictures.
Oh, that is fucking lame.
There is the Cletus Halloween costume.
That looks like a Power Ranger.
It does not look like a robot.
Oh, that's stupid.
You guys, it looks like a Power Ranger with horns.
It is not. Did he have horns?
It does not look like
a robot.
All right, next one. Is there, now earlier tonight.
I was wrong and proper.
Earlier tonight, Randy and Darnell showed us at Target that Max was wearing a burger, right?
Yeah.
Is there
a
sexy Big Mac?
It has to be.
A Big Mac.
Yeah.
Is there a sexy Big Mac?
Yeah, sexy Big Mac. I say yes.
There's a lot of people in college.
I say yes.
No. Is there?
I say
there
yes.
There is.
Yeah! Girl, I fucking played
trash. God damn it!
Here we go. This is the official sexy Big Mac.
That is stupid.
It does not even look like
a
Big Mac.
That is dumb.
That is dumb!
That is so dumb.
You guys, it's a two-dress that is nude with a burger in the middle.
All right.
Cheese
finally.
And
wait, there's only one fucking patty there, too. Like,
oh, the Big Mac should have the middle bun. The infamous middle bun, right?
So I'm going to say no because I was wrong.
All right. Finally, a follow-up.
So it turns out I won that point.
we already have determined there is a Cletus. The Fox 11 football
game.
Okay.
Is there a sexy Cletus?
No.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I say yes.
Yes, no.
No.
I'm sorry, folks. The answer is no.
No!
I could not find a sexy Cletus.
But what the fuck did you find while you were trying?
Fun fact, fun fact, when I searched when I searched up drywall, there were a lot of scary, a lot of scary costumes about, you know, those, you've seen those costumes before of people on stilts, like when they're doing that.
Yeah.
A ton of those, like praying mantises and like vampires,
God.
Stilts. But I was like, so I don't know if drywall is like a code name in the costume world for something. Like for the stilt company
or
whatever. Yeah, no, I. So
because they're drywall stilts.
Is
like,
that is
what you used to put? Like,
I don't know. Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh,
no
okay.
No idea.
No, you.
I went into law, so I didn't have to know that shit.
But there you go.
I know, right?
I know.
So that makes sense. But I.
No, yeah. That's what
for whatever reason, I got a bunch of stilt costumes when I searched drywall costume.
Oh my God.
And I was like,
That was some really good research. So
I wanted to.
You did a really good job.
It actually started a couple weeks ago. Somebody was like, it's kind of like, what is it on the internet? Rule 16? Is that what it's called? Where if it exists, there's porn of it.
Oh, yes.
34. Or 34. Whatever that code is. Like,
are you watching the porn of it?
No. But
no, but they say if you can think.
I gotta know.
No. But they say if you can think it,
somebody
has done it and wants to.
So my follow-up.
Yeah.
No matter what you think,
So my Halloween version of that is there a sexy version of fill in the blank? And oddly enough, like,
right.
Is it Cletus? There is not. So you think, like, you think of a lot of, like, things. The Big Mac, Bert and Ernie, whatever. Like, you'll think of a lot of these very mundane things that there are. I couldn't find any of Cletus or, you know, drywall.
Yeah.
Let alone, like, original drywall. No Tom Collins either.
Original drywall.
No Tom Collins. I'm surprised that nobody did a
drywall? Like, what the fuck, babe?
There's IKEA bags. There's sexy versions of IKEA bags.
Everybody has a bag costume.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know
she
that existed.
Said that. I'm getting drunk.
I'm also.
I know.
Okay, so on to the next question.
Yes, Randall, you go.
Okay, so on to the next question.
Pump it up.
So
give us some espresso.
Okay. So here's my question.
Okay.
So, you know, some people go all out.
For Halloween.
I'm not one of those, but...
They're costumes, dressing up.
Randall,
yeah,
that's
up.
Why you and I...
We're kindred spirits, you know?
Yeah, we don't like dressing up for Halloween. It sounds good, and then we have to do it. We're like, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so that's the point of the question, though. Okay, so it's a two-parter.
Okay.
First part for everyone. Everyone has to answer.
Gotcha.
If you had, like, an army of people... working for you.
Okay.
Time, effort, money wasn't a question.
What would your costume be?
Dress up
be?
As.
Yeah,
what would your costume be? So
okay.
I'm going to start.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great.
Oh! Great. Okay.
Well,
great.
That means I get to pick. So,
No. That's
not
what that means at all. Me and Brandy have very similar ones, at least for the, the all encompassing. We got to go steampunk. Now,
I want a steampunk dress.
My answer, you can get into your
I'm going to have a steampunk party.
No, you can get into your answer in a moment.
Okay, Casper.
Here would be my, you got to go, like, I need a top hat.
Said no one ever.
With the telescope coming from his eyeglass?
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Shut up.
No, let him finish.
It's not as good as what I think.
I want a top hat. I want a full tux with a bow tie.
Yes.
At some point, I need a diesel engine attached. To this.
Did some part.
No, because one, I want the smell. Two, I want the sound.
I want the
smell and the sound.
But
yeah.
Where is this?
Well, it's on my back, / butt, / somewhere.
He said butt.
I did, because that's where it is.
Because that's where you're wrong.
Here's where Brady.
Because that is when
nope.
I come in and I'm in a big, huge Victorian dress, and the you know where I got my engine
and
my
the bustle. Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
so, but he's too fucking he's dumb.
No, hold on.
Yours should be a jetpack.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh,
steam
jet. You want to get on my jetpack?
But
yeah.
Wait, Darnell.
What does that say?
No, hold on, Darnell and Brandy.
You
want to
jump
guys
onto my jetpack?
You guys are confusing diesel punk with steampunk. So please back up.
Exactly.
Please back up. Jetpacks are very diesel punk. I'm
first
talking.
Of all,
this guy's talking steampunk.
Yeah.
So sorry, I'm going Victorian, not like, industrial age.
Yes.
So let me have my vision. Anyway.
Well, your vision didn't make any fucking sense because I just settled it for you.
No,
your wife is the one that has the engine in our bustle.
So this guy needs one too.
Yeah.
Where is it?
No, we hooked arm in arm and we are off.
In his man bustle.
Yes.
Okay, so both of your armies are creating these steampunk.
Both of us are going
to. No,
Dee,
you're going to get into this because one of these years.
I really love steampunk.
One of these years, we are going to have a steampunk party.
We're also
and
arguing.
And we are going to spend a lot of time on our costumes.
Yeah.
And I don't know when it's going to be,
but Amanda is working on her costume. We're also arguing about the exact wrong
thing. Yes, she is.
When you have an army of people, I didn't even get to the main point yet. when you have an army of people for steampunk,
yes.
It's not about the outfit, and it's not about the engine. You know what it's about? Your fucking goggles. So you gotta come up. We all gotta figure out what goggles we're wearing.
I told you!
Because steampunk is...
It has a telescope coming off of the right eye.
Right.
We all gotta have.
I already know what's going on. Listen, my purse is gonna have a fan attached to it, and what? Oh,
I'm telling him rub my back.
Oh yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
But listen, my steampunk. I know what's happening right now. I know what's happening with my steampunk outfit, and I'm not gonna give you my secrets.
Well, I like that.
Well, I
that
really
makes for
an love
exciting podcast.
I love that, right? Yeah. No, I love.
I just said a fan is hooked to my purse.
No, I. Because you take a totally you take a fan everywhere you go.
I'm like I've got a little army, like a little. It's attached to my arm.
It's a personal fan,
and it has like a fan attached to it.
No, I love it. I love it. Okay, so if I had
it's
an
metal.
Army, okay, because I, that's. Okay, so,
what is yours, you fucking
let me tell
you
sucker
kind?
Yeah, I am. Let me tell you. So, I love dressing up for Halloween. You never dress up. I build my fucking costumes. I love this. So, I really thought about it. I am very in tune with what you're going with.
Okay.
But I would do a Victorian... Like dress, like full dress,
yeah,
but
no, shit, Sherlock.
No, it's not steampunk, and it would be fucking couture. Okay,
ooh.
So I am having this whole fucking army.
What do you think Victorian started?
No, but I'm talking about couture fashion.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Where there are thousands of people building this dress,
yes,
and a whole headpiece and a mask,
a headpiece,
and
I
everything.
Got you.
Yes, the hair, the wig.
What, are you going to a masquerade
everything.
Party?
Yes, because that's fucking Victorian.
Yes.
Yes. Give me this full fucking dress. Couture.
Okay.
Thousands of people building this dress for me.
What does it look like?
Amazing. Okay.
My mask has like.
You don't even know what
yeah,
it looks
my
like.
My mask has like x-ray
it
goggles.
It has not been built yet. Okay. I think I may have Dolce & Gabbana come and help build my dress.
That's fine, but I want to know what it looks like.
Well, let
well,
me call
you just
them.
Said you're
let me call them.
But you
yeah.
didn't say what yours looked like. You just said you had
an
engine in your bustle.
It's in my butt. My bustle's huge.
I know.
It's
you
a big booty hole.
Because you got
and
that
it's
engine.
Got an engine in that shit, girl.
Okay,
and then my purse has a fan in it in case the engine blows up.
Okay, so a Victorian style dress.
I'm funny.
A Victorian style dress has a very big bustle.
And then.
Yes,
but it
course.
Is all handmade and it's couture.
Yeah.
The whole thing is handmade.
Okay, you're telling me a masquerade party. Give me steampunk.
Which
I don't
want to
do steampunk. That's not what I'm having this army do.
She wants a
very
high-end dress.
High-end couture Victorian dress.
So you're not going to the party.
Not to
your
party. To my fucking party.
Okay, hold on. Aren't we talking about steampunk?
No,
no,
we are.
So
back
to her.
So
back
to
something
back.
Well, I don't like your fucking plan.
Back to the
what
question.
What are you going to wear to my party?
Back.
My Victorian whole contour dress.
It's,
oh, my God.
It's getting sloppy, y'all. It's getting sloppy.
Okay.
So.
Cheers.
Back to the question at hand.
Well, what's your costume?
So, for the listeners, play-by-play, Darnell almost spilled her third drink of the night.
But I didn't.
She's only actually spilled one, but...
She needs a hamburger!
Who doesn't?
But, no, I didn't spill it, so I don't need a hamburger.
Okay,
she can get a hamburger.
So the question was, if you could have... Like an army of people working on your costume, what would it be?
Steampunk.
Yeah, steampunk.
Well, what are you going to do, Randall?
Well, just so happens, that's what I was going to say. I'm Godzilla.
Hold on, Randall.
It's not just
Darnell.
No, it's not just Godzilla. It's the, like the city around Gojira.
Oh, they were building.
Oh, yeah, people are going to be building, so I'm going to kick them.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Is that like the video game that I used to play?
Rampage.
Rampage?
Yes. I like
that's
that.
That's what you mean?
That is
you're
so
going to be
on
like Rampage?
It's not going to be like the Disney version.
No, like the video game.
Yeah, but like the actual video game.
Video
like,
game is not
yeah,
Disney.
Yeah, it's going to be more like the Grin than...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that idea.
Where he like went into the window and he grabbed the girl.
Yeah.
And she was like, ah! And he was like,
did,
yeah.
Did any of you ever play Primal Rage? On the
yes.
Game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Oh my god.
That was the best. With the
that,
tail whip.
Yeah.
Oh, I could never think of the fucking name for that.
High five.
I, thank you. I loved.
That was the best game.
I
when
played,
you can fucking eat those little, like,
I loved that fucking video game.
Wasn't it good?
Oh my god, I was in roller skating at the time.
Okay, so
let's
wait.
Talk about your roller skating.
I played it.
You bring it up.
Well, you know, I was a professional roller skater.
Okay. So
carry
had,
on.
You had a two-parter to your
oh,
question.
No, yeah, it's a two-parter, so like.
Okay, so if we
so
have, like,
part,
an
so
army
an
to
army.
Create a costume.
Okay, so the army create the costume. Second part is...
Turns out I got mixed up. It wasn't all about steampunk, but you
yeah,
no,
it
was
not
about
turned into that. Okay, second piece, okay?
It was the best idea.
Second part is, okay, you don't have an army.
We have to make a costume.
Sorry, I'm whispering in your mouth.
I got this one done.
You have 1 hour.
Yep.
Done.
1 hour?
1 hour to make a costume.
I got
you invited to a party. People you don't like.
Oh my god, I know what I'm wearing.
No, people you don't
okay,
like.
What are you
invite
wearing?
You to a party.
My t-shirt said this is my costume.
But you don't have that.
Fuck those bitches.
I have my costume.
No, my that's my costume, bitch.
But you don't have that.
Yes, I do.
You don't have
it. I will write on it with fucking makeup and lipstick. This is my fucking Halloween costume.
Okay, Grant, what's your costume?
My costume is the Riddler because I have a Madras jacket and top hat, so I'm going as the Riddler.
You
the fuck
have
has
a top hat!
Well, I have a hat that'll suffice as that. But I do have a Madras jacket. So I'm going to show up
he's
and it's green. And it's green. Well, you just lied to him and said you're going to write on your shirt.
That's funny.
So...
You are giving me an hour, and I'm giving you shit that I'm going to do in
okay,
my life.
Okay, so I'm giving you exactly I can
you do don't have a top hat.
Okay,
I
Randall.
I don't have a top hat.
Randall, what's your costume?
Serial killer.
Oh, you know what I did 1 year? I wore a jersey.
Yeah.
Remember?
We went as Eagles fans.
We went as Eagles fans.
You went as Eagles
boom!
Fans.
You guys will go as Angels fans.
Oh my god.
Nobody knew who you were.
No. We actually showed up because we went to a party and it was like
a lot of people were there.
But we didn't give two shits because we don't dress up. But we showed up and like this asshole who was a Giants dude was like, oh, fucking Eagles fans. Like,
oh,
he
wow.
Like, not only did he call us out, he was like
he
pissed
knew.
Off. Like, he was
he
like
knew.
Upset.
Yeah, fuck him.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, oh, fucking Eagles fans.
But all, like, Corinne was like, what's your costume? Like, she was like totally, well, she was drunk. And she was fucking Little Bo Peep. She was so cute.
That is a really cute
she,
costume.
And she was so, she matches that, right?
Yeah.
She is so cute. So then, I'm like, I'm an Eagles fan. And she's like, well, that's dumb.
Oh, no.
Darnell, what are you?
I would
an question. Hour.
The Morton Salt girl.
Oh, nice call. Nice call.
I would do an umbrella. I have a raincoat. I got rain boots. And, yeah.
That is
I'd
a
be,
fucking
I would
great
be,
okay.
I would be the Morton Salt
okay.
girl.
Okay.
That's a good,
yes.
good one. That's a really
that's
good
one. That's an
idea.
Easy one.
You already said
cereal
killer.
Oh!
I get those little cereal boxes and put like
ooh.
Little.
Wait,
plastic
time out! I just realized I have oversized trash cans, trash bags in the garage. I'm going as one of Dexter's victims. Done.
Oh my god! 1 year, Brianna and Daryl went Dexter and yeah, they did the whole rap with the saran wrap. How you guys didn't watch Dexter?
I watched. I watched a few of them, yeah.
Okay.
You guys could totally binge that. You would like it.
It's a fun series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good... You guys would be addicted to that.
Yeah, it's addicting.
Why don't you start watching it? That would be fun for you guys.
We will.
I'm really proud of you.
FYI, I'm still working through these goddamn...
Oh,
like pastrami wheels on my... pastrami...
I think we're gonna wrap this up.
What are we looking at right now?
15.
All right, last comment. Here we go. Done. Because
is this a good enough Halloween episode?
Yeah,
it is now.
Final. I want to talk about my movies. Still,
you already talked about the movies.
Okay,
but hold on. Or
everybody, one last
thought about
Halloween. Randy first.
No, I can't.
I'll go
first. Go first.
Sure. I got a couple of things.
I love Halloween.
Halloween's the best holiday because you have no expectations. There's no family commitment, and you just show up. And if you want to go as a serial killer, you rock. And if you want to go as fucking zombie Lady Gaga, that's cool too. And besides all that, Halloween, close second. Sorry, Halloween. Close second on the candy-wise to Easter. But, you know, Easter has the number one candy. Halloween is a close second. Halloween is a close second. Everybody loves pumpkin Reese's.
I agree.
Yeah, I think Greg's no is all of our no.
Yeah. No, I agree that. I agree that.
I will supplement.
Okay.
Yeah,
of course.
Give me your supplement.
Of course I will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Halloween has the best movies.
Yeah.
The best
overall
feel.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
growing up isn't easy. That's a worst witch.
There's a reason why it's the worst witch, not the best witch.
Oh no.
No, there's a best witch in there too. And it turns out she sucks. So fuck it, you.
No idea.
On
okay,
that
so
note.
On that note.
Oh no! I don't want to end.
Well.
Are we done?
So,
okay.
At some point, at some point. Okay, and
let's record after this.
You
I love you guys. Bubbles and kisses
from your bitches.
I love you.
Bye, guys.
You growing up isn't easy.
Nobody knows that song. No.
Scared of every move you make. How much can a young girl take? Mirror, mirror on the wall.